right, let's get into a little fight this morning. It's always fun. Little Debbie, though, kind of started it. They released a ranking of all of their products, and they had different tiers. The top tier, which I pretty much agree with, tier called Legends, they included oatmeal cream pies, Christmas tree cakes, and Nutty Buddy. Nutty Buddy was like cash money at the lunchroom table when I went to school.
They are the best. They're like those crunchy wafers, the chocolate on the outside. What are they? Peanut butter on the inside.
Did you just chomp on them, or did you like deconstruct each layer?
No, chomp. I like the full bite. Yeah.
Another thing they had in there, you see it, you want it. That was like their second tier. Birthday cakes, one of my favorites. Turtle brownies, Swiss rolls, yes. Glazed donut sticks, yes. Mini powder donuts, yes. But the thing that got people heated, including me, like their third level, they called it their crowd pleasers. Honey buns? How's honey buns not up there higher? Anybody?
Honey buns? I've never had a honey bun. Too sticky. Did they say oatmeal pies? On there?
Oatmeal pies, actually.
Those are my jam. Those
actually,
so
yeah.
Good.
Oatmeal pies got jacked. They were on there, too. I'm trying to see where they were at. Oatmeal cream pies were actually number one. They did well.
Yes.
They did well. But Cosmic
deservingly
Brownies.
Deservingly so.
What's the best one? Does everybody have a favorite? Because mine's Zebra Cakes, and it was in the third level.
I love the Cosmic Brownies.
Okay, that was on the third level, too. See what I'm saying? This is causing all the issues. Then they had, like, all kinds of weird stuff I don't even think I've had before on their bottom one, like Star Crunch. I remember that, but that was, like, kind of like a poor man's Rice Krispie chocolate thing.
I don't remember.
It was like a poor man's knockoff, but I'll tweet it out. You can actually see the whole chart, and I want to know what you think about that for Joe's Need to Know News. Okay, when you guys go on vacation, have you ever rented a car?
Yeah.
Okay, do you? Because I don't know what to do. Like, I have a car insurance, but do you ever get, they're like, would you like to get the rental insurance?
So they will ask you 10,000 questions when you are renting a car. Now, if you have, I'm not obviously an expert, but I never go for anything. I have, like, I have my own insurance because they just try to jack up the price. I will say, do get your own gas because it is not worth having them put the gas because it's very expensive.
Their gas is magically like $5 more a gallon than what it would be in that area.
It is.
Okay, well, the reason I bring this up is a family from New Hampshire was driving through Yellowstone National Park last week when a herd, and I'm talking hundreds of bison, ran past some of their cars in the road. And that's happened before. But apparently one of the bison had a little direction challenge, and it ran right into their car. Listen to this.
That guy's backup. Oh, don't.
Oh, look at the big one in front of us. Oh!
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 Oh, my God.
Oh, God, smoke.
Yeah. Oh, man, there goes some money. Thanks for not taking the insurance.
Holy
Yeah, they didn't have rental insurance, and the bison cracked the windshield, ripped the driver's side mirror off, and dented the hood. How does this buffalo, like, not run around it? Or, like, just wait for everybody else to run, then it goes? It's like, I gotta run through the car.
That's just horrible luck. I mean, what are the odds when you have a rental car that something like that happens?
But I gotta figure, though, that's why I wonder if anybody knows about this, if you could let us know, 833-563-2539. Does rental insurance cover, like, a bison hitting your car? Like, is that included?
I mean, it's a logical question, right?
I would think that it would, but who the heck knows? And finally, this could have been a dummy of the day, but I just have so much to talk about today. I had to put it in Need to Know News, and I just thought, wow, women be crazy. An Indiana woman broke up with her boyfriend by smashing his truck with an aluminum softball bat. She called the police after, he called the police, after watching the woman bash his vehicle. He also caught the woman telling him on video that she, quote, knows how to burn down a house.
Just dropping that, saying.
Just so you know, FYI, the woman told police she reached the breaking point in the relationship, and she hoped by demolishing his truck, it would show him that she wanted to break up. Couldn't you just leave? Like, why would you have to do all that to end a relationship? I don't understand.
That had to have felt good, though, for her.
Yeah, she told officers, YOLO, and laughed.
Did she legit say YOLO?
She apparently said YOLO,
YOLO!
And laughed while getting arrested. I'm almost depressed. She's like, YOLO, whatever. She was charged with criminal mischief. That's Joe's Need to Know News. You can check it all out on our website. We'll put a swipe-up link if you follow us on Instagram in our story, Radio Now AM Show.